This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will be on a three-day official visit to Maldives beginning today. The visit aims to strengthen the close partnership between the two countries and explore new opportunities to enhance bilateral relationship further. The visit follows the recent visit of the President of Maldives, Mohammad Muzu, to India for the swearing-in ceremony of the new Cabinet and Council of Ministers in June this year. The Maldives, a key maritime neighbor to India, holds a strategic position in the Indian Ocean and has long been considered an essential partner in India's neighborhood first policy and its Sagar vision, security and growth for all in the region. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India is the second largest manufacturer of footwear in the world. Speaking at the inaugural session of the 8th India International Footwear Fair 2024 in New Delhi, he said it is time for the country to become number one in this sector. Mr. Goyal said that the nation's footwear sector has potential to grow sustainably and with modern manufacturing skills it can be a world leader. He expressed hopes that the country's footwear sector will touch the $50 billion export mark by 2030. The Election Commission of India, ECI, headed by the Chief Election Commissioner, CEC Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners, ECs Gyanesh Kumar and Dr. S.S. Sandhu, commenced a two-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir to oversee poll preparations for assembly elections in the Union Territory. The visit underscores the ECI's unwavering commitment to facilitating a seamless and transparent electoral process in the region. Yesterday, the ECI team engaged in extensive deliberations with the spectrum of stakeholders, including representatives from national and state recognized political parties, to solicit valuable insights and understand their concerns, thereby fostering their active involvement in the electoral process. Today, the visit will culminate with a final meeting with the Chief Secretary and Director General of Police. The ECI team will then travel to Jammu for review with enforcement agencies and culminating in a press conference. The Har Ghar Tiranga campaign will be celebrated across the country from 9th to 15th August to bolster a sense of patriotism within citizens. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat urged people to hoist Tiranga at their homes and take a selfie with the Tiranga and upload it on the Har Ghar Tiranga website. Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus was sworn in as the head of Bangladesh's interim government. Bangladesh President Muhammad Shahabuddin administered the oath to him at Bangabhavan in Dhaka yesterday evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his best wishes to Professor Muhammad Yunus for assumption of his new responsibilities in Bangladesh. In a social media post, the Prime Minister hoped for an early return to normalcy, ensuring the safety and protection of Hindus and all other minority communities in Bangladesh. At the 2024 Paris Olympics, India's star track and field athlete Neeraj Chopra recorded his season best throw of 89.45 meters to win a silver medal in the men's javelin last night. Pakistan's Arshad Nadeem shattered the all-time Olympic record of 90.57 meters with a throw of 92.97 meters to clinch the gold medal. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated Neeraj Chopra for winning the silver medal at the Paris Olympics. In a message, President Murmu said that India is proud of him and that his feat will inspire generations to come. In his message, PM Modi said that Neeraj has shown his brilliance time and again. Prime Minister also said that India is elated as he comes back with yet another Olympic success. Home Minister Amit Shah also praised Neeraj Chopra and said that he has enhanced the honor of the Tiranga. Hockey India has announced a cash prize of Rs. 15 lakh for each player of the men's hockey team and Rs. 7.5 lakh for each member of the support staff in recognition of the bronze medal triumph at the 2024 Paris Olympics. The Harmanpreet Singh-led side secured a historic bronze medal, defeating Spain 2-1, marking their second consecutive Olympic medal, an achievement last accomplished 52 years ago. And at the Paris Olympics 2024, Indian athletes will be in action in wrestling, athletics and golf today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.